Hey, Trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel with no minimum orders, just high-quality gear to rep your love for trivia. Check out our merch at theultimatetriviapodcast.com, and if you're a small business or sports program looking for custom apparel, connect with Warrior directly at www.warriorlogowear.com.
The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We've got the whole crew here with us tonight, as we always do. Right, Nick?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited for this topic. I'm a little nervous about it.
Yes, you should be.
I'll be honest. We just learned it amongst the room here just before we hit the record button.
Yeah.
Scotty, how you feeling tonight?
Hi, Andy.
Hey, buddy.
Sounds angry.
Probably does sound a little angry tonight. I'm hoping that the snark comes out.
I just thought Robin Hood Men in Tights when you said that.
Hey, I bet.
I'm a Jeff.
Hey, I bet.
Oh, we are out of the gate. Brian, how you feeling, brother?
Lovely.
Lovely. And Kelly in the
que
corner.
Que pasa.
All right. So we already touched on it. You've seen the title. We are touching on MTV shows on this particular episode. And before we learn more about that, we're going to jump to our question of the week. And it is my favorite kind. An absolutely ridiculous would you rather. Comes in from Noah Dub via our email address. Would you rather have a personal theme song based on your current mood that plays every time you enter a room? So you don't get to pick it. Whatever your mood is, the appropriate theme song matches your mood. Or have your inner monologue heard by those around you. So this is a proximity issue, okay? So if they're close enough to you, they can hear your inner monologue.
So the walking in song is based on your mood. Is that like, if I'm in a sad mood, it's one of my favorite sad mood songs?
Yeah.
Or
no, you don't get to pick it.
Oh.
It's just the most appropriate song for whatever mood you're feeling. So if you're walking into some place, you know, we've all had to put on a brave face, maybe when we're going to a situation we don't want to be in, or see someone maybe that we're not excited to see. And that would be revealed in the air.
It's like a DJ of a higher power.
Yeah.
That is able to play the proper song for your emotion. I'm music.
Yes, all the way.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. 100%.
100% theme song whenever I walk in.
I feel like I can control my mood. So I'm always going to.
I can't.
Okay. I'm never sad. I'm rarely angry. I'm usually happy.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that.
I'll just try to get a little bit more
you
arrogant.
You have a funny way of showing it. I'll tell you that. You come across as grumpy, still skin.
That's what I'm in a good mood.
Is that a new one? Did you have that in the last term?
I don't know.
That's fantastic. Oh, yeah. So, okay, let's debate the inner monologue.
Well, you're going to lose friends and coworkers like pretty quickly.
Close
like
friends.
You guys wouldn't be my friends if you knew what I thought about you.
I mean, am I able to beat it like a lie detector test? Like my inner monologue, like I am bluffing
if
everyone.
Believe
all
it, it's not a lie.
Exactly.
Right?
George Costanza, I could see trying to do that. You're hearing me, but that's not really what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know,
you buck the systems.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not how it works.
I'm sure it does. It'd be pretty difficult to do.
Yeah.
I think everyone would lose a lot of friends if that was
possibility.
Yeah, a terrible thing to know.
Do you guys spend time thinking about that, though? Like, what are they really thinking? Because that's not something that usually enters my head.
I don't.
Not usually.
No. I could care less.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever been driving a car and like, I'm just going to pull it into oncoming traffic?
Oh, one of my favorite games when I'm bored.
No.
One of my favorite games, like if I'm in a meeting and I'm bored, is the what if game.
Okay.
You know, what if I walked up to the presenter right now and just headbutted him and then sat back down like nothing happened? What would happen in the room? So, yes, I play that game regularly.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
The what ifs.
Right. So that's why he can't have our inner
Exactly.
Now I'm fired.
I do feel like, though, if I'm sad and I walk in a room and a sad song starts playing, it's going to make me smile. Like, I'm going to find it funny.
Okay.
And it might actually cheer me up.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's true. And all the people that you see, at least on a regular basis, will know what's happening.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to read you right out of the gate.
I'm like, damn, that's a good sad song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that song.
Okay. Sad songs say so much.
They do. Yeah.
But also, like, you walk into a room and it starts playing a slow jam. People know what you're, why you're there. That's a bad thing, too.
Think about that. From 6 to midnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Your wife is like, I'm tired of that song. I am sick of hearing that song.
Or worse yet, you're with her, but walking into a different room altogether.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Dios mío.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is definitely a lesser of two evils, I'm sure. And we're all taking the theme song.
Yeah, definitely.
Theme song.
We can't let the thoughts get out. That's just too much.
No.
Well, thank you, Noah, for dropping that line on us. And if you would like to send us a question to be answered on the air here, by all means, send it to our email address at theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com or our website, theultimatetriviapodcast.com. You can find us on the socials as well. Check out those show notes, and you can link up to our individual Instagrams, too. Brian puts out dynamite content, or maybe he's just intending to someday. So like I said, we got Nick's episode. I think we've come to the point where it's your show, brother. Take it away.
All right. So you said it earlier. It is MTV shows. So we'll do a deep dive into some iconic MTV shows from different genres, from sketch comedies to reality TV. We'll test your knowledge and revisit some of the most popular and groundbreaking series to help shape MTV's legacy. Grab your snack, guys. Be ready.
I'm not ready. If this actually covered music videos from like 81 to 1990, I'd be sitting on cloud nine right now. But I stopped watching when they started doing shows.
Like, I couldn't do one that was so in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, that's fine. Built for you.
You know? He's not going to assist you a layup.
Okay. No. All right.
No. We need a TV in here where we can put like an answer bank on the wall.
Yeah.
That's the issue, right? Is just trying to remember all.
Yeah. There's a lot in my research. There's a ton.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows. You know,
what kind of scores are you expecting?
I think winner would have a 7.
Wow.
I think 7's the number that the winner's going to have. I feel like you guys should do pretty good.
That will not be me.
No.
Okay. Well, let's have it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on MTV shows. And Nick will be your host. Here's how it works. He'll read the questions aloud. We'll write our answers on our whiteboard. And when he says reveal, we'll show our answers. If we get it right, we'll earn a point. Who's on the scoreboard?
Kelly.
Kelly Ray. And if we don't, well, that's when the fun begins. Let's see who ends up on top today.
Here we go, guys. Question number one. Which animated duo with sharp wit and love of heavy metal spent the 90s mocking everything from music videos to their own stupidity, becoming an icon for Generation X?
See?
Yeah. Everybody's writing.
This was a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's writing.
An MTV show.
That was quick. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll read it one more time just so the listeners can remember it. This which animated duo with sharp wit and love of heavy metal spent the 90s mocking everything from music videos to their own stupidity, becoming an icon for Generation X? Let's reveal. Andy with Beavis and Butthead. So does Brian. So does Kelly. And so does Scotty. You are all correct.
Hey, yo.
It is Beavis and Butthead.
Anybody big fan? I mean, had a obviously big following.
When it first came out, I remember watching it because I was a lot younger, but you know, it ran its course.
Some were deep into it. I just never really grabbed me. Nice. Yeah. Well done, Kelly. Yeah.
Seen episodes, but was never a fan.
Yeah.
No, it was, didn't try to watch it regularly.
It was, I mean, I thought it was well done. When you think about it, you know, all on YouTube now you have all the reactor videos. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're kind of the original music reactors.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Nice observation there.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Beavis and Butthead turned adolescent chaos into a cultural touchstone, offering an irreverent commentary on everything from music videos to society at large, all while making us laugh at their clueless antics. Got a little couple fun facts for you guys. I did this for every question, where I could find. So, Beavis and Butthead were actually named after real people, real boys. Mike Judge, you know, the guy that made the show, either kids in the neighborhood or friends. One kid, they called him, or he called himself Iron Butt. Like, he would tell people to kick him in the butt that he could handle it. So they called him Iron Butt, but then it turned into Butthead. And there was actually another kid named, hang on, let me just find it, Bobby Beavis. Okay. So yeah, they're named after real people.
I recently saw a picture of the actual guys.
Yeah?
It was on social
media. Did they look anything like that?
They weren't attractive.
Oh, if they were real. That also was a... Was that you sure it wasn't the SNL skit where they played?
No. Okay. That's, all right, that's funny. Yeah.
They get tricky on their B.
No.
Ran for 8 seasons. So from 93 to 97. But like a final season they did in 2011. Kind of, I guess, maybe like a reboot. Let's see here. This is not funny, but they were actually... Beavis and Butthead were blamed because a 5-year-old set fire to his house and actually killed his sibling. Because of their infinity or arson.
Wow.
Yeah. So they actually were blamed for that.
Wow.
Also, Mike Judge taught himself how to be a cartoonist.
Oh, he's over the 3 animator years. For
yeah.
that.
How old is the kid who set the fire?
Five. Yeah.
He's watching Beavis and Butthead? That's his parents'
problem. Could be on the parents'
problem, yeah.
Exactly. lastly, Beavis and Butthead actually presented an Oscar and were on the cover of Rolling Stone. That's how big they were.
Yeah.
Give you some perspective there.
That's huge.
Define a generation.
Yes. All right. So question two, everybody got the first one correct.
Good job, guys.
All right. Here we go. So in the late 80s and early 90s, this groundbreaking show brought hip hop to the mainstream, featuring legendary artists like Tupac, Nas, and Biggie. Can you name this iconic show? So it brought hip hop to the mainstream. Late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. It was a big time show.
Struggling.
Yeah.
Got it.
It was a big time show.
I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Give you a couple more seconds, Andy. So this is a show in late 80s, early 90s. Groundbreaking, brought hip hop to the mainstream.
Oh, man. I can see it. Yeah.
Tupac, Nas, Biggie were on there. All kinds of artists. All right. Andy?
Nope.
All right. Let's reveal. We have Yo MTV Raps, from Kelly and Brian, MTV Raps from Scotty, and Andy, you are blank.
I am blank.
The correct answer is Yo MTV Raps. So well done. Are we giving the doc credit
because
he forgot the Yo? The Yo is a big part of it.
I think the Yo's a big part. I don't know.
I see it like the yellow, not a star, but all the points shooting out. The Yo is a big deal. A big part of that.
It's graffiti.
That was part of my answer.
Yeah.
Yo MTV.
Yeah. Anybody?
I'm gonna leave it up to you.
We can vote if needed, but
I hate to be. I'm going to be a stickler on this one. This is something we all should pretty well know. So yeah. I'm sorry, Doc.
That's fine.
Yeah.
After the way he treats you,
I'm still fair and impartial as a judge.
Correct.
No, this show was huge.
It was. As soon as you said it, I immediately saw the graffiti. Yo, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ed Lover.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Yo MTV Raps became a cultural phenomenon, bridging the gap between hip hop and the mainstream audiences. Appeared in 1988 and ran until 2004.
Oh, I know it ran that long.
Wow.
Yeah. Run DMC hosted the very first episode.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good fun fact.
Yeah. Very good fun fact. Anybody got anything on this show?
How old are they now, Run DMC, you think?
Oh.
Got to be in there.
Low 60s.
60? Yeah.
Got to be in the 60s, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to question number 3. Which show premiered on MTV in 1993 as a 30-minute daily offering of satire, celebrity interviews, and smart commentary, and became one of the network's most popular shows? Premiered in 93, 30-minute show, offering satire, celebrity interviews, and smart commentary. Yeah.
Mm.
So some of these, a little bit of a deeper cut, for sure.
I'm seeing a show that I think you're talking about.
That's a good start.
See the set. But man, the name is going to be a...
Kelly, you're done, right?
I did. I wrote one down.
All right. Doc?
No, I have no idea.
No idea. Okay. Yeah. B?
It sounds familiar. This popped in my head. I think I'm wrong, but it's all I got. Okay. You know what I mean? But I do. Like, I remember that show. I do. But I don't have...
Hmm. No. All right. One more time. I'm going to have to ask everybody to reveal. This show premiered on MTV in 1993 as a 30-minute daily offering of satire, celebrity interviews, and smart commentary. Let's reveal. Yeah. Andy has Current Affairs. We have The Grind from Brian. Kelly has MTV News. Scotty is abstaining. It is actually The Jon Stewart Show.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Okay, nice. Yeah. That's okay.
I can see it.
Started on MTV, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I kind of found it interesting. Yeah. Started on MTV, and obviously, you know, he has become huge and totally different thing. But yeah, let's see if I have any quick facts on this one. Yeah, started in 93, ran in 95. Celebrity guests and musical performances, so kind of like a Tonight Show kind of feel to it, I assume. Jon Stewart was actually being considered to replace Letterman at the time. The show is second as far as MTV, I guess, viewers, only to Beavis and Butthead.
Wow.
So it was a big show for when it ran, yeah.
And it was called
the Jon Stewart Show.
And that's not what I was thinking of, but I do remember that being on TV. Yeah.
I think it started on MTV and it maybe got picked up maybe by Comedy Central down the road, if I recall.
Yep. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. The Daily Show was on, or is still on
Comedy Central,
right?
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. So he's back hosting. He's
doing it. Yep. Yeah. But I never saw the show. Anybody?
No. I remember seeing the show.
At that time?
Yeah, absolutely.
When it was on TV?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking of that show and the set that I had in my head. And I don't even know what show it is.
Yeah, I was not thinking of that, but I do remember that.
Current Affairs was a real show.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
I think it was on like NBC or something. One of
those, celebrity news or something.
ETV.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, that takes us to question number four. And this should resonate with the crew.
Oh, boy.
All right.
No pressure.
Which MTV game show where contestants answered pop culture trivia while lounging on a couch became an instant hit for its quirky format and memorable moments?
This is the show I was thinking of for the last one. Right. I can see the set.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's a game show. Contestants answer pop culture trivia questions.
I know the hosts.
Ooh.
I can't think of the name of the show.
Mm. Yeah. They sat on a couch, answered pop culture trivia questions. It's a game show. Mm. Scotty, you feeling good?
I feel pretty good.
Nice. All right. Brian's still stuck. Kelly is writing, so is Andy, but shaking his head in a negative fashion.
Mm-hmm. I got nothing.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure what you were doing. Brian's over there making gestures.
I got it down.
Just to tell me he has no clue what it is.
No, I don't.
Kelly, I got to give you a couple more seconds to finalize.
I wrote something down that's not right.
Okay. Everybody does have a final answer? All right. So this game show, contestants answered pop culture trivia questions while sitting on a couch. Let's reveal. All right, Scotty's got remote control. Kelly has the Colin Quinn show. Brian abstains. Andy has What's That Called? The answer is remote control.
Well done, Doctor. Red couches. The whole set was bright red. I remember it vividly.
Jenny McCarthy on that show, right? Didn't she eventually become?
I don't recall.
Oh,
I don't
look it up.
I didn't look at all the hosts.
Did Colin Quinn host it?
I think he had the guy's name.
Was Adam Sandler on there at one point?
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yeah. You're not spoiling anything. I actually had this in the notes. So Remote Control was a game show with a twist. Instead of standing behind a buzzer, contestants relaxed on couches, answering trivia questions, and engaging in zany challenges. So it ran from 87 to 90. It did feature some young comedians, Adam Sandler, Colin Quinn, Dennis Leary, David Spade, and Bob Odenkirk. So, yeah, so I had talent. That some talent went through that show.
The original host
for sure,
Ken Ober.
Ken Ober, yeah.
Ober, okay. Yeah, I do recall the show. I didn't watch it all the time, but I remember the couches. Didn't the couches like eject people out of it too? Am I right on that one?
Yeah.
That
sound right? Sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like the picture I'm seeing, there's no couches. So I don't.
There isn't. What?
No,
it's recliners,
individual seats with boards in front of them.
Well, that would still there's add no up couches. That if they ejected them anyway.
Maybe
they're in recliners.
Yeah, okay. Recliners. Yeah, couch.
Maybe the early episode was different. Yeah. I don't know.
They graduated.
Not an expert on this. All right, let's move on to question five, and then we'll kick it over to Kelly to get a score recap. Which reality series that started in 1992 brought a group of strangers together to live under one roof, setting the stage for endless seasons and spinoffs? So, 1992... We're talking about a reality series that began. Group of strangers lived together under one roof. Strangers, reality.
I feel like this kicked off reality TV.
I think, it did.
Yeah.
It definitely set like a template for it.
This is what started it, really, in my mind.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
In my mind,
I mean, some of the things I read, it's credited for starting reality TV.
I remember watching this actually several seasons.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two, but not a ton. All right. Does everybody have an answer?
Yeah, it's not right.
Okay. I love the confidence in being wrong, I guess. I'll go with that. Let's reveal Brian with the real world. So does Andy. So does Kelly. And Scotty has singled out. The correct answer is the real world.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. This was a revolutionary type show.
Yep.
And in the early days, it was quite literally just throwing them all together and here's a budget to party with.
Yeah.
Eventually, like so many shows do, they evolve where there's tasks and competitions and stuff like that.
I think
many totally spinoffs started. From that show.
Oh, yeah. Ton of spinoffs.
Yeah.
Well, like a lot of those people that were nobodies, if you will,
sure.
came to live in there and then they end up getting careers
because
of that.
Sure.
Know, yeah. Like,
the first season with like Puck and Pedro, they had HIV.
The cowboy, John.
Was that the first one? I feel like that was the second one.
First or second one. You're talking about the with Puck and the HIV?
Yeah. Pedro? The Advocate, yeah.
I think that might have been the second one. Yeah. But there was a cowboy, John, one of the first two seasons. You remember him? Like, tall guy, wore a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was a lot of characters I remember,
you put people from different backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
To watch the
intentionally
crap show, the crap show.
Yep. That's one of the notes I have. They did that intentionally.
Well, Chappelle's show did a great skit. Oh, you ever seen that?
Yes.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. It is really good. Yeah. No, it was credited. It has been credited at least for, you know, establishing the format of reality TV.
Yeah.
What you would do. Ran from 92 to 2017. So it's the longest running reality TV show ever at that point. Mm-hmm. Like Kelly was mentioning earlier, the different backgrounds and different personalities, that was intentional. They tried to, you know, create clashing. I mean, we say it established reality TV, but it actually didn't steal it from it, but it was inspired by a PBS documentary from 1973 called An American Family, where PBS, they showed a documentary where they just followed a family around. Yeah, back in 73.
Wow.
Yeah.
Visionaries.
I thought that was cool.
Well ahead of their time.
They had more than 800 viewers that might have turned into something.
And then the last thing, first season, anybody remember what city it was in?
San Francisco.
Okay.
I want to say San Francisco, I think. First one.
I'm going to throw Vegas out there.
Okay.
No. Why are you looking at me? I got it wrong.
It was New York. I think San Francisco was season two.
Okay.
Or the
second Seattle was one, too.
Seattle was one. Yeah.
That's
right. I think I got to Wichita eventually.
Right.
After that many seasons, yeah. All right. Well, that was five. Kelly, can we get a score check?
Yes. We have Scott and Andy both have two correct answers, and then Brian and myself have three.
Ah, tight race.
Barn burner.
I like it. Scotty, in the mix.
Yeah, hanging in there.
You thought you were just going to completely just fall apart, but still in it.
Are
you guys ready to move on? Question six. Here we go. Which MTV show served as a daily countdown for the biggest music of the time? Featuring celebrity guests and fan interaction, often hosted by a fresh-faced Carson Daly. This is a countdown show. It would basically count down the biggest videos of that time.
Crap.
Celebrity guests, fans were nuts. Often hosted by the fresh-faced Carson Daly.
Yep.
Yeah. Brian, you good?
Yep. Hundo.
Andy.
Locked in Hundo.
Landy's locked in Hundo. Yep. Scotty?
Yeah, I got it down.
And,
This is making me
Kelly
mad.
Struggling. What do you guys think? Four count?
You are so quick. You can't even write in 4 seconds.
Eight?
10 still?
All right. I got about 8 left.
I feel like we're done now.
Whatever.
You got nothing? All right. Let's reveal. We have Total Request Live, TRL, from Andy, from Brian, and from Dr. Scott. You guys are correct. It is TRL.
Oh, you would have taken the acronym.
I'll tell you why I know this show is because they showed videos.
Yes. Yes.
But that's the one we were talking about earlier they started cutting short videos.
Yeah.
They're the most requested videos of the day, and they're showing 8 seconds.
And we don't have it. Yeah. And they're saying we don't have enough time to show it to you. Right.
So annoying.
No, they would show like 3 or 4 of them total.
Right.
Yeah. You got clips of the rest of them. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. TRL was more than just a music countdown show.
Yes, it was.
It was an event. It was
barely a music countdown show.
No, it was an event. Fans lined up outside hoping to see their favorite stars, while artists like Britney Spears and Eminem made frequent appearances. Ran from 1998 to 2008. So for the last episode, TRL chose the top 10 most iconic videos.
And they played the whole song.
I don't know if they played the whole song, but they did, I guess, a top 10, maybe just for videos TRL's time.
There's a lot a lot of bands and stars that came on there, for sure.
You got any stats on...
I was going to ask you guys, what video do you think ended number one?
And what was the, it was
basically it's a 10 year stretch, 98 to 2008.
Like
what they thought, what they said was the most iconic video of that time. I'll give you guys just a couple seconds to kind of think about it.
Genie in a Bottle.
Baby One More Time.
Okay. Anybody?
I'm going to go, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay. Nice one. But you got anything?
No, that's too tough. Right.
There's a lot. I know a lot of those videos, but
Doc is correct.
I was going to say
that. Baby One More Time. That, nice. That's what they put as the most iconic.
I can see that.
Yeah. Bonus point?
No.
Unfortunately, we don't do those.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Well, anyway, I did like that show. Might have been the last show, like you said, MTV that actually showed music videos.
I used to watch that.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to number 7. Which 1992 sketch comedy series, known for its irreverent humor and parodies of pop culture, featured a talented ensemble that included Janine Garofalo and Bob Odenkirk? So it's a sketch comedy series.
Wow.
Did you say it was animated?
No.
Okay.
Good. Not animated.
Are you inventing words?
Yeah, I am.
I don't think I said animated.
No, you didn't.
I mean, I stumble.
I put it in my own brain.
We know I stumble over words a lot. So, all right, 1992 sketch comedy. Did include people like Janine Garofalo and Bob Odenkirk.
I know what you're talking about, and I know I'm wrong. Yeah. I can't think of the name.
But you do have an answer, right?
I have an answer, but it's not.
I have something written.
Andy does have something written down.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No idea.
No idea?
Crazy.
Kelly?
He's working on something.
Looks like you're finishing up. That's good.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Okay. No confidence at all.
I spent a lot of time writing.
No confidence. All right.
I know the show.
Well, we're going to reveal. What is the name of this sketch comedy? We have the In Living Color from Andy, Kids in the Hall from Brian, Kids in the Hall from Kelly, Doc abstains. It is the Ben Stiller Show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even remember that being a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was on MTV. That's where it started.
MTV Stiller
Show.
Yeah. Kids in the Hall was a Canadian sketch show.
Dave
Foley. I watched that a lot.
I was thinking about the state too, but I couldn't. Sure. I knew those were both wrong, but I couldn't get there yet.
Yeah. I never saw this show.
No. Severance is fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever saw it when it was on, but I've seen it since.
Sure. Like
clips and
gotcha.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's not super easy to do because I think, they only aired 12 episodes.
Oh,
so Finding it can't be. Cannot be too easy.
Showstopper.
Let's see here. Won an Emmy for outstanding writing in a variety or music program after the show had been canceled.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, won an Emmy. I remember seeing something about this. You know, they went there. It was kind of a big thing because they were canceled, but clipped in an Emmy.
There's shows that get canceled that are huge. Arrested Development was like critics loved it, but the fans didn't, so it got canceled. Yeah, I mean that happens. Yeah,
right. For sure.
This is interesting. It was the first sketch comedy program that did not use a live audience or a laugh track.
I like that.
Yeah. Wow. I like that.
And if you've ever seen some sitcoms that they'll take out that audio, the laugh track.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't as funny.
No.
It's really weird, too.
Yeah.
I find it odd. Let's see. Other than that, that's it. That's the show. So,
all right.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Moving on.
Ben Stiller. Number 8. And then we'll get another score recap. Kelly.
All right.
Which dating show hosted by Chris Hardwick allowed contestants to answer fun questions while engaging in quirky antics to match with their perfect partner? So we got a dating show, guys.
Hondo.
Dating show. Chris Hardwick was the host.
Yep.
The Nerdist.
Yeah, got people thinking. Andy, you're Hondo?
I'm done in
Locked.
Hondo.
Locked.
Can you read it again, please?
Sure.
Dang.
Did I have to read the whole thing or can I give you this?
Yeah.
So it's a dating show hosted by Chris Hardwick. Contestants answer fun questions while engaging in quirky antics. So a little bit of question and answer, and also like maybe some challenges, I guess, maybe. I don't really remember. I remember the show. Don't remember that many specifics.
No.
Doc? You
I wrote something down.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
Nothing.
This, This is the slowest you have ever answered for an episode.
This is making me so mad because I know these. The file finder.
Yep. Not working. Yeah. All right. I got nothing. Here we go. Let's reveal. Andy with singled out. Brian with love match. And singled out from Scotty. Singled out is correct.
Yeah, and Jenny McCarthy was on this show, by the way.
That's right. Yeah.
Scott and Andy got that one correct.
Yeah.
I remember the show. I didn't watch it a ton.
Yeah, so there was a bachelor or bachelorette that sat in like a throne and they looked away from the group. And then they had to say, you know, there'd be a category and it'd say beach walk or mountain climb. And then you would pick one and everybody that was not chosen –
gotcha.
You had to leave the stage.
So you're singled out.
Spice Girls and
Singled Out appeared on Boy Meets World for an episode.
Oh, there it is.
So there it is.
Yeah. And was this the start for Jenny McCarthy? Where she really got her start?
I believe she was already a part of a magazine centerfold at one point.
But
I think this is what kind of got her going.
She blew up after this, if I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. So it ran from 95 to 98, and then I guess they did a second run from 2018 to 2020. Like you were stating earlier, you had a picker, 50 in the dating pool, and kind of like it reminds me of Heads or Tails when we play at the trivia events.
Yeah, that's good.
So if you pick the wrong one, those guys sit down.
Whittling it down.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember much about it, though.
Yeah.
I really don't. I except for Jenny McCarthy being, she was wild.
Yes.
Goofy. Yeah. I do recall that part of it. All right. Well, that was 8. Kelly, what is our score?
I have answered 3 correct.
Still?
Scott, Brian, and Andy all have 4.
Oh, baby. Wow. We are blowing him out of the water.
Yeah, here. We are.
So, all right. So, man, I thought 7 was going to win it. I was wrong. I overestimated your guys' intelligence. MTV Triviana called it intelligence. All right. Let's move on to number 9. This MTV series followed a group of young adults living in Los Angeles, where personal drama and career ambitions mixed with some of the most iconic fashion and gossip of the 2000s. So this is a reality show, okay? Follows a group of young adults in LA. Drama, fashion, all craziness, and gossip occurs.
I know exactly what he's talking about, but I don't have a clue.
Do you really?
I do know what he's talking about.
Not ringing
like, I didn't even watch MTV this time, but I remember, you know, I knew about it, I do not know the name at all.
Heard of this show.
Yeah.
I can't tell you if I ever saw an entire episode.
Can you read it one more time?
Sure, I can. So this reality series follows a group of young adults living in LA. That's basically it. They're rich, nice clothes.
Nope.
No.
I got something.
You got something?
Definitely Doc? Wrong.
You got something down.
All right. Brian, you finished?
Oh. No, hold on. Can I ask you one more time?
Ask a question one more time. All right.
Abstaining.
MTV series follows a group of young adults in Los Angeles. Drama, career ambitions, iconic fashion, and gossip. This was in the 2000s.
Ooh. This is going to make me so mad because it just hit me. It just hit me.
It just hit you?
I know it, but I can't think of the name of it.
Wow. This is intense right now.
I just changed
my
answer.
Okay.
And I'm feeling okay about it.
Start writing the letter, Kelly. 3, 2. All right. Let's reveal. Andy with the Hills. Brian is not showing me a board. Kelly, I can't see yours. It's behind the mic. The OC and the Hills from Scotty. Brian, do you abstain?
Oh, I abstain. I got nothing.
Well, the answer is the Hills.
Yeah,
it is the Hills.
Right at the last minute.
Yes.
I did not. Wow.
Scott, what are you doing?
So we can thank Nick's older brother, Bob Walter, that I know the answer to this because we had a conversation one time about how terrible I am at reality TV. And he said, whenever you don't know, just put the Hills.
Well, are you kidding me?
Is that funny. Why you put
that? That's
why
great.
You didn't have any...
Well, I knew it was the right answer because of that.
Wow.
I mean, it's too long of a story, but we went to do a trivia up in Chicago and one of the rounds was reality TV and Bob told me that.
World Series of Trivia, if I recall.
The Bob Father strikes again.
The Bob Father strikes again.
We got a race Father. Here, boys.
Impressive. Impressive. Yeah. All right. Let's see. The Hills. What do I know about this? So it ran from 06 to 2010. Huge fashion impact this show had. Like on society as a whole. But unlike most shows that They give them wardrobe. They pretty much relied on the cast and what they wore.
Is this like with Kristen Cavallari?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's a few names when I looked at the cast.
She on the Hills?
I don't think so.
Okay. She was on one of those, right?
Early there was, I don't know.
Christine Cavallari. What about that? Who married
Lauren?
Huh?
Wasn't there a Lauren?
Lauren Conrad. That's the other one I was trying to think of.
And yeah, Brian hook up with her on Family Guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's see what else. So it was a reality show, not technically scripted, but it was heavily produced.
Yeah.
You know, so they really positioned everything to make it as dramatic as possible. Gotcha.
That's one of the first ones that I remember coming under scrutiny because it considered itself reality.
Yes.
But there was plots and
wasn't Jenner one of the Jenner sons?
Brody
Jenner.
Not a star of it. I mean, you got Lauren Conrad, Heidi Montag,
I remember
Adrina
that
Partridge, Whitney Port, Kristen Cavallari, Lo Bosworth, and Stephanie Pratt.
Yeah,
it's like the main
lot of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay,
all right. Well, so I recognize some of those names.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, definitely.
So kind of would like to do like a Where Are They Now?
There you go.
Know, did they do anything, you know, this many years later? I'm sure they're still rich. You know, they already were.
They started out. You know,
but are they famous still?
Kristen Cavallari married Jay Cutler.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. There you go.
They're divorced, right?
Correct.
No idea.
So you're saying you have a chance?
But she's just doing like the whole Debbie Downer thing.
Jay? I'll put one more. I'll go with Jay.
She married Jay Cutler, right? I love that. 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler owns a facility in Nashville where it's bowling and curling.
Interesting. Mm. Okay.
Fantastic.
Curling. I could get down
with that. Yeah, I know.
Right? Guy's trip here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. The final question, number 10.
All right.
Which animated series featured violent claymation? So, violent claymation versions of celebrities fighting each other in absurd, over-the-top battles. So, it's a series.
Hope you boys got it, because I got it.
I saw you writing quickly.
Violent claymation.
It doesn't matter. He won.
Yes.
I have it, but I'm out.
Of celebrities fighting in an absurd, over-the-top battle.
Hey, Scott, look over here. Look over here. I want to tie.
All right. So Andy is locked. He says he's a hundo.
I got it.
Ryan feels confident. Kelly said he's got it.
100%.
Doc?
I have the right answer.
Because Bobby went the hills.
But yeah, you can't go hills on this one.
I can't go hills.
No. All right, let's reveal. We have celebrity death match from Doc, nice. From Kelly, God. From Ryan, and from Andy. Everybody is correct. It is celebrity death match.
Nice work.
Wow.
Yeah, this was
pulled it out.
When I think about coming home in high school after practice, pour a bowl of cereal or something, and this came on the TV all the
you
time.
You watched this?
Oh, I loved this show.
I never
it
watched
it. It was so morbid.
I know what it is, but I never watched it.
It was really hilarious. No, yeah, I didn't really.
So funny.
I don't think I ever watched a single second of it.
Definitely.
I knew of it.
Yeah, claymation. They would have.
Wait, what were the years on it? Do you have the years?
I haven't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They would just have the most obscure matchups.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And they would. Almost inspired by, or at least I always thought it was inspired by Mortal Kombat. Oh. They would have extreme ways of ending these matches.
Mortality.
That's right.
Finish him.
Uh-huh. So it ran from 98 to 2002, and then I guess they did a second run, 06 to 07.
I was in the books.
That was after high school then, so I guess I'm not remembering that correctly.
Some notable matches that I found interesting. Hillary Clinton versus Monica Lewinsky.
I love it.
Yeah, thought that was a good one. Mick Jagger versus Steven Tyler. But yeah, I looked at that a ton. It was like Eminem.
Was it just the mouth? Was that one just lips? Yeah.
The mouth match. Yeah. Oh, probably.
Who can swallow who?
That probably biting. Is true, actually.
Oh, that's hilarious. So celebrity death match, ultimate pop culture battle.
Yeah.
It would combat two celebrities against each other, the whole fictional thing. It'd be Prince versus MJ. You know, they would do stuff like that. That's what I knew of it. But I never did watch it. It was actually entertaining. You guys found it fun?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have tried to find it, or I successfully found it like on YouTube or maybe Paramount or something like that to show it to my children.
I mean, I knew immediately what you meant, but I...
Yeah. Doesn't hold up
I know
well.
Exactly what you're talking about, but I never had any interest in even watching it.
Yeah. I didn't
even get a chance.
But was it 30 minutes? Was it even like a half hour long?
I want to say there were three matches within that 30 minute
window. Okay. So it was a full length
kind
of thing.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of two. I'm like, did they ever do like a competition between like Gumby and another claymation character out there? That'd be interesting.
Been good, yeah.
Rocky versus Bullwinkle.
Right.
Did you see Pat Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker are fighting? You know, they had the competition on New Orleans.
That would be on a new episode.
Actually, whatever Barstool has, I forget what the name of it is. Barstool has some fight thing that they do.
Oh, really? They're actually going to fight in April.
Oh, my. Wow. Well, anything to make a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure Patrick Mahomes is really proud of his dad.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Well, that was 10. And Kelly, what is our final?
Bringing up the rear with 4. Brian had 5. And Scott and Andy are tied with 6. So we are going to have a tiebreaker question.
Yeah. Wow. Baby, let's go. Here we go.
Is this topic related?
Yes, it is.
Sweet.
It is topic related.
Can I jump in real quick?
Please.
I got 2 wins. You guys couldn't give me one.
I thought you were on your way to a win.
Yeah. Couldn't give me one.
I thought you were fast tracking to a win.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I thought you were well on your way.
All right. Here we go for a tiebreaker. Do you guys know what the first video ever played on MTV was?
Yes.
Remember? I do.
What is it? You can say it. What is it?
Video killed the radio star.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So, absolutely. Knowing that, how many milliseconds long is the album version of that song per Apple Music?
Milliseconds.
How many milliseconds is the song on the album version according to Apple Music?
According to Apple Music.
Can we define milliseconds? 0.1? 0.1 seconds?
What do you mean? What do you mean define it? Could they write it in seconds but use a decimal? What are you trying to say? I need it in milliseconds. Okay, the answer has, the number has to be in milliseconds.
You know what I remember about MTV while they're writing their answers is growing up, Scott and I, we had MTV.
Sure.
And like several kids in the neighborhood did not. So like
a lot of us didn't, Brian. A lot of us didn't have that kind of money.
We also didn't have ColecoVision either.
I'm not saying all right. Oh. But a lot of kids like to come over just to watch MTV.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like that was like, oh, you got MTV. Yeah.
Well, because the afternoons you get home from school.
Yeah.
The programming in the afternoon going to the evening was always great.
Yeah.
That's when you had TRL and a lot of those. Yeah. I get that. Guys still crunching numbers.
And I also remember when Regulator was ready.
Oh.
They played it like every hour.
A ton.
Like on the top of the
on a loop.
Yeah, exactly.
On a loop.
Yeah.
Andy's got his answer.
Yep.
Doc, still calculating?
Yeah, it's fine.
The hills.
That's great.
I don't know. The hills.
If you write hills and turn upside down, it's the correct answer.
Nuts.
I don't like, correct.
I don't like going up against a math major on this
one. No, I don't blame you. All right, so how many milliseconds long is the album version, according to Apple Music, of Video Killed the Radio Star? Andy has 240,624. Doc has 334,000.
Nice.
Sorry. It is 265,000. That is pretty close.
What does that work out to in
4 minutes and 15 seconds?
Oh, I thought the song was a little longer on the album. Yeah. So
I went 4 minutes.
Scott would have had it.
I thought there was one more.
I went over 5. Yeah, I went a little over 5 minutes.
You forgot to carry the one.
If I would have said like per Spotify, Scotty had it because he that was the longer version. That's where
you're really?
Yeah. That's, right. It's in the details, Scott. So, Andy. You are the closest.
How about that? That makes me the winner. Yay.
Twice.
Congrats. Yeah.
Back to back.
Yes, 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 yes.
Kelly was on a roll before that, right? On streak, wasn't Kelly on a winning streak?
Yeah, he won quite a few. Quite a few in a row. Yeah, and then it was like a lot within like 6 out of the last 7 kind of thing.
And was winning in halftime, by the way, tonight.
I was. Me and Brian were tied with 3. I finished with 4.
Oh man, good stuff. Yeah. Wow. How many did I actually have at the end? 4? 5? 6.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. Not bad. Yeah.
I would have finished with the 7 if I would have remembered Yo.
Oh, well, that's a good
point. That's a Nick move to do something like that. Wow.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I do.
Watching Yo MTV rap.
I do have one final question before I hand it back over to you to wrap up the show.
Okay.
All time favorite music video. Not song, music video.
Yeah,
specifically the music video. Question. Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a thinker.
Yeah,
there's a lot.
There's a lot to pop in my head.
Yeah.
Can I just start naming?
Yeah, get them out.
Name a couple, maybe. They're at least on your list.
Beastie Boys, Sabotage.
Yes,
good one.
Video,
great one.
Yep, that was immediately in my head. Mm-hmm. November Rain's a great one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Well, it's a movie.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Thriller is a movie, basically.
Ooh, Thrillers.
Yeah, but is it your favorite? Is it the one you watch every time? Yeah. But no, these are great videos, but are these yours? Is there a Dave Matthews one that your favorite?
Well, see, that's where it's tough to separate the video from the song.
Sure.
Right? Exactly. I mean, your favorite song.
So you're kind of trying to think of a video that you really enjoyed.
But Dave is Stay. But yeah, I think my favorite, I'd probably go with Sabotage. I think I would. It's just,
I was thinking like TLC, Red Light Special.
The one, where you can almost
see. I saw that one a lot. I watched that one a lot. Big fan of it.
Man,
it's tough.
Snippets in my head that I'm running through.
Ooh, you know what?
Tough to
What You
in.
Want from the Beastie Boys was fantastic. Because it's filmed like negative, I guess they call it, right?
Yeah.
And they're, that's a great
one. That was a cool one.
Man, they got some bangers.
Doc, anything sticking out to
I'm
you?
I'm thinking, it's tough. Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Call.
That is a good one.
I was always enamored with how they shot that video. Yeah.
One of my favorites that I remember, like from high school, watching incessantly was No Doubt's Spiderwebs.
Oh yeah, Gwen Stefani.
Dave Matthews has a video. What would you say? Reminds me of Sledgehammer.
Oh, okay.
Some of the same type of things. Okay. They did, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Everyday video by Dave Matthews.
Oh, that's a good video.
That's a great video.
Going around hugging everybody, right?
It's after 9/11.
Judah Friedlander.
He was on. What's his name?
Judah Friedlander.
Comedian. Yeah. So he wakes up in the morning. He starts walking around New York. It was after 9/11, just hugging people.
Yeah.
Just walking up, giving people hugs. That was a great
video. Pretty
cool.
Yeah.
There was an era there for a while when the music video was at its apex, and it was right before its demise, actually, where they were making these epic movie style.
The
one that comes to mind first and foremost for me, I'm not sure why, but is Meat Loaf. I Would Do Anything I Love. That was a
good one.
Big event, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the Faith No More one?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Epic.
Epic. Mm-hmm. Epic. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Countless.
So I don't know. I don't know if we're getting a favorite.
No, it's impossible. It's impossible. But we're naming off some bangers.
I know it's controversial with Jeremy by Pearl Jam. That was good too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to get to the bottom of it
because
this could go on for hours if we really wanted it to.
California Love was a good.
One. That was a good one. The whole Mad Max thing.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
So many good ones.
Anyway.
But I'm all done, Andy.
Thanks, Nick.
Great round, boys.
Yeah, it's a nice trip down memory lane. And of course, I get to walk out of here with my big smile on my
head held high. Good for you, bud.
That's right. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and drop us a note, whether it be on the episode comments or, send us an email. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com.